Madness gets underway this week. Of course, we'll have action this weekend in Hartford, but a little bit away from Connecticut and away from Hartford. One men's team made March Madness, the Yale Bulldogs. And joining us right now to talk about his first round matchup and his team this year, the first round matchup coming against the LSU Tigers later on this week, Yale head men's basketball coach James Jones. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Paul Brad, good morning, you guys.
We're doing good here, Coach. And first of all, congratulations. But I got to tell you something, Coach, before we get to the tournament. You guys in the Ivy League every year between yourselves and Harvard and Cornell and Princeton, it's a real dogfight in that league every year.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, this year was the best the league's ever been from top to bottom. You had to play well every night to get a W, and we're fortunate to come out and be the best team this year.
Boy, you had a heck of a semifinal and a heck of a final win. The Lee Amphitheater all packed, and that must have been great.
Oh, it was absolutely tremendous. So we had so many alums back that played for me over the 20 years I've been the head coach. It was great to see those guys before and after the game and to be able to celebrate it with us. It was really something special.
And, you know, back to my original question, you know, Coach, I'm sure you're reading the blogs, get ready, and, you know, doing your scouting. And I'm listening to a lot of sports talk radio. And all these experts, Coach, I'm hearing, and I used to go to a bunch of Yale games when I was younger and, you know, watch the Tom Brennan coach teams back then, went to a bunch of those games.
And my man, TB.
Yeah, TB. He's the best, man. Is there a better guy in college basketball than Tom Brennan? Man, when I see him up in Vermont, when I go up there with Quinnipiac, it's like the Pope walks into the gym. When Tom Brennan walks into that gym up there, I'm telling you.
Well, you listen, the floor has his name on it, and he makes sure he tells every official, stepping on my name, watch yourself when you're on the floor.
But, you know, Coach, Ivy League basketball now, I got to tell you something. It might be one of the most enjoyable conferences to watch if you're into the round ball.
Well, here's the thing. No one really knows how good we are. The league is absolutely tremendous. We had wins over Miami. And over, we had runs over Miami, Arizona State, San Diego State, Villanova in our conference. I mean, it's really been tremendous what we've been able to do, all the teams in our league. And we don't get credit for it, but, you know, we got to go out and play the best we can and hope we get a great seed and play well in the tournament.
And, you know, Coach, what the Ivy League show, and even some of the smaller conferences, I think you'll agree that when it comes to March Madness time, when it comes to tournament time, you know, a lot of these schools who are the bigger schools, you know, with the one and done or the 2 years and done, you know, it's tough to go up against schools like you guys who can keep four or five seniors on the floor at a given time, or four seniors on the floor, because when it comes down to crunch time, that's a real intangible out there.
Well, you know what? At the end of the game, if it comes down to it, execution is a huge part. And you're going to execute better with guys who know what they're doing, more familiar with the program. And seniors are those kind of kids that help you win games, and we're fortunate to have a really good group this year.
I had a couple of friends that went to your final game the other day, and when I told them yesterday I'd be talking to you, they said, you know what, and they really follow your team, and these people are involved with basketball. And one of my friends, a woman, said, hey, I was at that game, and she said she's involved with the game on different levels. She says, you know, there was a good several NBA scouts in the building the other night looking at a very special player you have in Mie Oni. Talk about him.
Well, he's absolutely tremendous. He was the player of the year in our conference, and deservingly so. He is in the top 10 in each major statistical category in our conference, basically, and does everything for us. Assists, rebound, block shots, scores, shoots from the three, drives to the basket. He's really one of a kind, and we're so fortunate to have him playing for us. I certainly wouldn't want to be playing against him.
All right, you got LSU coming up. I believe the game is tomorrow. Talk about the Tigers. You know, a few years ago, you beat Baylor. You put a real scare in Duke after that. What are your chances, you think, against this LSU Tiger team that's, you know, had a little bit of turmoil going on?
Well, I've never gone into a game thinking about my chances on winning or losing. I'm always thinking that we have a chance. We're going to win. So that's the way we go into it. Mm-hmm. They're a very talented team, and they're going to beat you because they're going to be more athletic or more talented than you. We have to be poised, and we have to execute. If we do those things, we'll be in great shape.
You know, it's really, as you say it, Coach, you know, you can flower everything with all these stats and all these new analytics and all this electronic stuff and every stat you want to create, but you just said it. It comes down to executing, and you guys have done a great job of this year. Folks might not realize you're one of the top field goal percentage teams in the country.
Yeah, we're number six. Our field goal percentage is 49.8, 49.8, and number four, Belmont and somebody else are tied with 49.9. So we're as good as anybody in the country at scoring the basketball. As a matter of fact, we're better. And, you know, if we can execute and then take care of the ball and not turn it over, we should be in pretty good shape.
And, you know, Coach, finally, you mentioned alumni. Man, I got to tell you, yeah, I think Yale's got a few alumni all over the world. And I'm guessing you've heard from a few of those this week.
Well, listen, it's been thrilling. You know, after the game, I had my phone in the locker room, and I didn't get to it until probably an hour and a half after the game. And I had, like, you know, 400 text messages and 200 emails. So everybody and their grandmother that I know would just hit me up, and I made sure I got back to every single one of them because it's important that people are going to reach out to you to give them a little love back. And we certainly have a strong following, and I expect many alums to be down here in Florida tomorrow.
Excellent. Coach, listen, appreciate the time. We know you're busy. Yale and the LSU Tigers tomorrow. I grew up in New Haven, Coach. I got to say, go Bulldogs. Bow, wow, wow. Go get them.
My man, appreciate you guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There you go.